So, you know, it's I say it all the time, and I don't mean to. We got a one-game season. We're playing the Arizona Cardinals, and that's all we're concerned with. So,
we talked to Bruce Arians yesterday during conference call, and he was asked about the re-option, and he said that it's great for it's a great college offense, and said that up here the fact that it exposes the quarterback to hits probably makes it more of a college offense than a pro one. I'm just interested, obviously, if someone who uses it as a part of his offense, what do you think of that comment?
I don't think it's an offense. I think it's a play. So.
Yeah,
I mean, and we don't run read option if you want to get really technical. We run a zone replay every once in a while. So it's just like saying our offense is a power offense because we run the power play. Or the old Green Bay Packers, their offense was the Green Bay sweep offense. It isn't. Everybody's got a bunch of plays they run offensively, whether it's everybody's got quick game, everybody's got screens, everybody's got drop back, everybody's got out of pocket, everybody's got power, counter, inside zone, outside zone. So I never looked at it as an offense. So.
Do you find that it's still those types of plays that involve the quarterback running, there's still a resistance to them in the NFL just by some coaches that have been around a long time?
I don't really think about what other coaches that have been around, whether they've been around for 1 year or 10 years, what they think. Our staff puts together a plan that we think is going to be successful that week, and that's all we concern ourselves with. So,
what is the difference between read option and zone read?
Zone read's just one guy. You're reading defensive end or whomever and keeping it. If you're running read option, you're pulling it off of him, and then you got a pitch back with you, and then you're pitching the ball. So,
the Niners, the way they run that, isn't that similar to the way that you guys do it?
No. They got three guys in the backfield with two tight ends, and they run it from a pistol formation, so I think it's very different than what we do. I think what the Redskins do is very different than what we do. So,
do you find that you use it less with Nick than you did with
Kyler? I find we use it depending on what the defense is deployed and how they're doing it. I know Nick picked up a couple critical third downs in the Green Bay game for us, picked up a couple critical third downs in the Redskins game for us, but we don't use it as much as people think we use it. You know, it's about 10 years ago when everybody started. We played a game when I was at New Hampshire running plays out of the shotgun, and every play we ran, everybody yelled draw. Well, because up 10 years ago, whenever you handed out of the shotgun, it was a draw. Didn't matter if it was sweep or power or counter or zone or whatever, it was a draw. So it's whatever, however you want to label it. So,
did you run more of that at Oregon, that with the three guys?
No, we didn't do any of that. No, that's not what we do. We're a spread out team.
Quarterbacks get hit in the pocket and injured all the time. I mean, do you think it's inaccurate for people to assume that a quarterback's more likely to get injured on a read option play than he might on another play?
I think basically to answer everybody's question, I don't care what other people think. So it doesn't bother me. And I mean, to spend time for me to think about what someone else thinks is counter to anything I've ever believed in my life. If I believe what other people think, then that means I value their opinion more than I value my own. That's not the case. It's that quarterbacks get hurt. Quarterbacks have got hurt in practice. Quarterbacks get hurt running out of bounds. Quarterbacks get hurt when a blitz hits them and they don't recognize it. I don't look at it that way. Never have looked at it that way. So,
is naming an offense like, you know, the way they had a San Francisco West Coast offense, pro style, is that a dated idea? Is that just not the way things are done anymore? Is everybody a hybrid?
I don't know how things are done, and I try to say this all the time. Here's our offense. We run the Seacoast offense. If we see something, okay, and we like it and we think it fits, we're going to run it. So, the Philadelphia Eagles run the Seacoast offense. Let's run with that today, and we'll go from there.
Are you comfortable with the way that Nick was protecting himself, particularly in the last game? He's kind of never has been a running quarterback, and maybe he's still not now, but when he gets an open space, I guess that's something.
Yeah, we've always preached the same thing. We preach first touchdown, first down, get down. You know, and I've said it since the day we got here, and it's the same thing I talked about when we were at Oregon. It's the same thing I talked about when we were at New Hampshire. You know, so, and I think that's a big deal in terms of your quarterbacks, is teaching them if they are running, no matter who they are. And I don't care if you run off a scramble. You know, if you take off when everybody's in man coverage and you can gain the first down, and, you know, we need to get a first down to keep the drive alive, and that's a big deal for us. You know, one of the big plays that occurred in the Saints-Cardinals game earlier in the year was everybody was covered. Drew Brees ran it in. And as smart as Drew is, instead of hook sliding, because if he hook slide, he would have been down at the one. He dove from the one and scored a touchdown. So I think it's just making good decisions, no matter who you are, no matter what play you call. If you're a quarterback and you're in the open field, you gotta know what you can get and what you can't get. And I don't think any coach in the NFL or in college wants a quarterback taking hits unless, you know, you got that Tim Tebow type that's you're running power. And Tim Tebow is usually delivering the blow, not accepting.
How do you think Nick has done against the blitz?
I think Nick's done a really good job against the blitz. You know, I think it's one of his strengths, because I think he's intelligent. He's got a really good understanding of what we're doing. You know, a lot of it starts up front with us setting protections and making sure we're all on the same page. But I think Nick overall has done a good job against the blitz.
How can you use tempo? Does tempo discourage teams from blitzing as much or make it more difficult for them to set up their blitzes?
It just depends on how defenses, you know, how much they practice against it and what they do and, you know, how they handle it. I think most of the time this year teams have practiced against it because it's more prevalent, I think, in this league now. And so I think teams are defensively are doing more to keep their packages in there, and they can still run them. So I've seen, you know, when we've tempoed people, they've still blitzed us. So.
Because the same five guys on your line all year hasn't been the case in the past. What's that stability meant to the offense and what you're able to do?
I think it's just overall for any position if you continue. You know, we've had the same three receivers. You know, we've had the same tight end. You know, I think there's a that whenever you continue to play and it's when you have starters with games lost, I think it's always a difficult deal just because of the preparation part of it and getting guys ready to play in games. And with the limited amount of snaps you have during the week in practice, to try to get someone else ready and prepared to play at game speed with people, especially in a position like the offensive line, when the guy next year, you know, there's a lot of calls being made, and a lot of times it's you've been next week so long they're assumed. Like we've seen this look 30,000 times, so we know how we're blocking this, you know. And then if you get a new guy in there, there's just that experience factor, and the more experience you have, the more comfortable you get with the people around you, the easier it becomes for us. So it's a huge thing for us, not only in the O-line, but I think a lot of our positions, because we haven't lost many guys, especially starters, to injuries that have had them out, that it's really helped us.
Nixon had only one ball batted down at the line. Do you see some sort of direct correlation between what you did in the preseason and training camp with the fly swatters, and has that helped him at all, and perhaps even Michael?
I think it helps because it just gets them to understand throwing lanes, you know, and that you just can't let it rip no matter what, you know, that there are defensive linemen that are going to be over there. And that's part of the problems with the drill itself in 7-on-7 is that your quarterback can get into that comfort zone, you know, where he's got to get the ball off. He can't hold it that long, but yet you're not rushing him. So, you know, how do you get really good work on routes and timing and reading coverage and all those other things without doing everything 11-on-11 all the time? So we just feel like it's added to it. You know, I think it's helped a little bit.
Do you expect everyone to kind of be healthy enough to play except for perhaps Earl? I mean, is he the only one?
As of today, yeah. So everybody's gone full, and I'm pretty consistent every day, so I want to answer it the same way. We got 3 more days of training. Hopefully, you know, if we had to play a game today, then everybody would be up. Everybody would be eligible to go except for Earl. So
when you looked at Bill Davis's tenure as defensive coordinator at Arizona in the last year specifically, the numbers weren't great, but
I didn't look at numbers.
Would you look at his time there?
Okay. I looked at what does he know from a football standpoint, how intelligent is he, and what type of teacher is he? And that's what I look at. I think people get so caught up in statistics that sometimes it's baffling to me. You know, you may look at a guy and say, well, they were in the bottom of the league defensively. Well, they had 13 starters out. They should be in the bottom of the league defensively. Is that Billy's fault? And I don't know what it was, and I don't look at it that way, but that's not been my mindset. You know, I hired Mark Helfrich as our offensive coordinator when I was at the University of Oregon. Their numbers weren't great at Colorado, but you sit down and talk football with Helfrich for about 10 minutes, and he's a pretty sharp guy. Really brought a lot to the table and has done an outstanding job. He's now the head coach at Oregon. You know, I think people get caught up in that. It's, you know, a lot of times if a coach, you may have a great player. You know, is whoever coached Adrian Peterson, is that the best running back coach in the country? I don't know. I got to meet him. He could actually be, but let's find out what he teaches and what he does. But some of it, it's, you know, you're teaching to what you have available to you, and sometimes that's something that I consider. So I'm not I don't look at the statistics part of it and say, hey, we need to get that coach. You know, sometimes, honestly, if you look at statistics, you need to get that player, you know.
In more guys. How's the lack of space affect you? What have you been doing to try to compensate for that?
I think we're fine because when we're doing all of our group work, we're on the field. You know, I think we have to compensate a little bit. Obviously, you'd like it to be a little bit bigger, but you can adjust. But, I mean, we're not – your kicking game suffers just because of the ceiling. But, I mean, you got a 60-yard field. So, you know, we don't – if we're throwing the ball, I mean, we – room to throw the ball down the field. You know, we've got everybody cleared off in those situations, so I think we're fine.
Seems like Bryce Brown hasn't been able to get going quite like he did last season. He's slipping a couple times before hitting a hole. Can you just talk about what you've seen out of him and the importance of him kind of stepping up to help alleviate some of
the... I think Bryce is doing a really good job when called upon. I think the difference between this year and last year is that 25 is healthy. You know, so a lot of times with Bryce, you know, Bryce ran for 170 in one game. Well, because LeSean didn't play in that game. So, you know, when you've got health, then the guys that are the number two aren't going to get as many reps. But I think he's had some big plays for us when we've called upon him. I think when he has a limited amount of carries like he has, when he does slip, I think it's overamplified. If he had 20 carries in the game and slipped on one, you don't really talk about the slip. When he has 3 carries in the game and slips on one, then you kind of think about the slip. So I just think it's more of his numbers aren't what they were a year ago, but I also think it's because we're healthy at the other spot. So.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.